Rama Rama Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Prabhupada 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 Srila Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada Nittai Gaura Haribol, Haribol, Haribol Gaura Haribol, Nittai Gaura Haribol, Haribol
Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate भगवते वासुदेवाय गुड मॉर्निंग ऑल द डिवोटीज टुडे वी कंटिन्यू स्टडी इन श्रीमद् भागवतम थर्ड कैंटो चैप्टर 2 Remembrance of Lord Krishna, and today is number 8, verse number 8. Please repeat. Durbhago batalokoyam. Durbhago batalokoyam Yadavo nitaramapi Yadavo nitaramapi Yesam vatsanto navidur Yesam vatsanto navidur Harim minaivo dupam Harim minaivo dupam Durbhago batalokoyam Yadavo nitaramapi Yesam vasanto navidur Harim minaivo dupam Please chant. Word meaning Durbhagaha unfortunate Bata certainly Lokaha universe Ayam this Yadavaha the Yadu dynasty Nitaram more specifically Api also Ye Those. Samvasantaha. Living together. Na. Did not. Viduhu. Understand. Harim. The personality of Godhead. Minaha. The fishes. Iva udupam. Like the moon. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. This universe with all its planets is most unfortunate, and even more unfortunate are the members of the Yadu dynasty, because they could not identify Lord Hari as a personality of Godhead. Any more than this, any more than the fish could identify the moon. Purport. Uddhava lamented for the unfortunate persons of the world who could not recognize Lord Shri Krishna in spite of seeing all his transcendental godly qualities. From the very beginning of his appearance within the prison bars of King Kamsa up to his Maushala Lila, although he exhibited his potencies as the personality of Godhead, in the six opulence of wealth, strength, fame, beauty, and knowledge. Sorry, somebody's trying to call me. The foolish persons of the world could not understand that he was the Supreme Lord. Foolish person might have thought him as extraordinary historic figure because they had no intimate touch with the Lord. But more unfortunate were the family members of the Lord. The members of the Yadu dynasty who were always in company with the Lord but were unable to recognize him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Uddhava lamented his own fortune, although he knew Krishna to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he could not properly use the opportunity to render devotional service to the Lord. He regretted everyone's misfortune, including his own. The pure devotee of the Lord thinks himself most unfortunate. That is due to excessive love for the Lord and is one of the transcendental perceptions of viraha, the suffering of separation. It is learned from the revealed scriptures that the moon was born from the milk ocean. There is a milk ocean in the upper planets, and there Lord Vishnu, who controls the heart of every living being as Paramatma, the super soul, resides as the Kshiradakshaya Vishnu. Those who do not believe in existence of the ocean of milk because they have experienced only the salty water in the ocean should know that the world is also called the Go, which means the cow. The urine of a cow is salty, and according to Ayurvedic medicine, the cow's urine is very effective in treating patients suffering from liver trouble. Such patients may not have any experience of the cow's milk because milk is never given to liver patients. But the liver patient may know that the cow has milk also, although he has never tasted it. Similarly, men who have experience only of this teeny planet where the saltwater ocean exists may take information from the revealed scriptures that there is also an ocean of milk, although we have never seen it. From this ocean of milk, the moon was born, but the fish in the milk ocean could not recognize that the moon was not another fish and was different from them. The fish took the moon to be one of them, or maybe something illuminating, but nothing more. The unfortunate persons who do not recognize Lord Krishna are like such fish. They take him to be one of them. Although a little extraordinary in opulence, strength, etc., the Bhagavad Gita 9.11 confirms such foolish persons to be most unfortunate. Avajananti mamudha manushintanam ashitaha manushintanam ashitam Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai Om Jñānati Mirandasya Jñānjana Shalakaya Chakshunnitamina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manadishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadama Hyam Dadati Svaparantikam Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Devacha Pacitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna. Thank you, devotees. Good morning. Please bless me to say something proper by saying Hare Krishna. Please bless me, Hare Krishna. So, today we continue studying how, particularly in this verse, Uddhava is lamenting that he lamented for himself and for Yadu dynasty that they didn't recognize the Lord being in their being as their family members. So today I'm gonna talk about about the unfavorable situation for us, because we also very unfortunate people in some case, but on another side we are very fortunate. And also I'm gonna talk about the glory of Srimad Bhagavatam. As we read in the previous verse, that Uddhava said that the son of the world Krishna disappeared. But as we know from the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the third chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, at the end, we have this famous verse, Krishna Svadama Dhamo Pagate Dharma Jnana Dibhisaha Kalau Nashta Drishamisha Punar Puranar Ko Dunoditaha. This Bhagavata Purana is as brilliant as the sun and has arisen just after the departure of Lord Krishna to his own abode, accompanied by religion, knowledge, etc. Persons who have lost their vision due to the dense darkness of ignorance in the age of Kali shall get light from this Purana. So, actually people there are in a very big illusion, thinking that this materialistic society has a progress. This is a big illusion that everybody, from time immemorial, the humankind wanted to do make the best environment in this world, trying to put heaven, to make a heaven on the earth without God. But this is a law of nature. The more you try to enjoy in this world, the more you want to forget God. So people trying to make this arrangement that we want to make a heaven on this earth in order to feel ourself as a God. But the sages of the ancient times, they knew that this path is a dead end. There is no happy end to this. And everybody knows that everybody think when he was born, he think that he was born for something important, for something more valuable than eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Within his heart, he always think that he was born for something else, for something more important, for the highest goal in his life. For the purpose in life, And as one of the famous psychologists, Carl Jung, he said that without the highest purpose in life, nobody can survive in this world. And he cannot tolerate all the suffering in this world without highest goal. So highest goal has, everyone has have to have highest goal in life. So, you know, the materialistic people living in such a way that there is no high goal. They just encourage you to enjoy this world. Enjoy, sleep, eat, have fun, and because we live only one time, so we just have to enjoy the world. So this is an unfortunate civilization when we think like that. But the sages of the ancient times, they gave us the medicine. The medicine, how to get rid of all these bad qualities, bad mindset, and all these unfortunate situations. Many years ago, thousands of years ago, the people used to live a very God-centered life, and they and the Vedas they help them to gradually go towards the higher goal in life. And the sages of Naimisharanya, they said that people in the Kali Yuga, they are most fortunate people at the same time, because they can get the highest goal very fast. And the most highest goal that people in other ages would never get that position, that goal. So as we know, this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, from the first canto, first chapter, Prayenal Piyushah Sabhya Kalavasmin Yuge Janaha Manda Sumanda Matayo Manda Bhagya Hyupaduta. A learned one, in this age of Kali, men almost always have but short lives. They are quarrelsome, lazy, misguided, unlucky, and above all, always disturbed. So, but sages in this age, in many thousands years ago, they gave us this medicine, and this medicine should be the, the bad, the worse the disease, the medicine should be most powerful and fast acting medicine. So this medicine is for the age of Kali, is the Srimad Bhagavatam and the holy name. As we know, Srila Prabhupada used to say that by the age of 55, people they usually become crazy because of the difficult childhood, because of the turbulent youth, and because of the complicated family life. They become totally out of mind, and they couldn't concentrate on the spiritual topics in life. But this civilization, it encourages us to become unsatisfied consumer, consumer that we consume, unsatisfied, because for the economics, it's not profitable to have happy people. For economic, you need to be you need people who is unsatisfied, because when you go to the shop, if you feel unsatisfied, you just go shopping and you think that you might be satisfied at some for some time. That's why the economics economy keep you unsatisfied and keep you encouraged to buy more and more and more. But the more you buy, the more you unsatisfied. There is one man who made a statistic. He said, you know, we during course of time, we get more and more material stuff, material things around us, but the happiness is less and less and less in people. And he noticed that this is nature's law, that the more you get around material stuff around you, the more unsatisfied you will be. It is said that the sages of Naimisharanya said that people of this age will be manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya hi upadruta. So they said the people of Kali Yuga will be manda, which means is lazy. But in this, if we look around, we couldn't find the lazy persons, right? We just see everybody. If you go to New York or Chicago or big cities, you see everybody's running back and forth, back and forth. They wake up early in the morning. They just they don't eat sometimes. They don't sleep properly. And they are running back and forth, and you think, how come that they are lazy in Kali Yuga? No, they are not lazy. They are working hard. They are doing this and that. It looks like contradictory, but it is said that they are lazy towards spiritual things. Towards spiritual things. As soon as you put some material goal to them, they will be ready. They will get a lot of endeavors to get these material goals. But if you just tell them, well, please come to Srimad Bhagavatam and listen to Srimad Bhagavatam, they just start sleeping. And maybe they'll think, well, why Srimad Bhagavatam? Maybe you can read something more important, stories like maybe Harry Potter or something like interesting. But it is said that they are manda, they are lazy towards spiritual pursuance of the spiritual path. And another quality there, sumanda mataya. Sumanda mataya means misguided. Misguided means that they have no good association. So in order to in Kali Yuga, you know, there is a lot of bad association, but the good association is very rare. That good association means if we meet the Vaishnavas or the holy name or other spiritual societies, real spiritual society or moon, as you know. As I remember that when the communist regime fell in the beginning of 90s, when I joined, there appeared a lot of esoteric societies in the former USSR, and the people was really hungry for any kind of spiritual things. They were very hungry, so they accepted everything. So by great fortune, I met devotees, so and I joined. Otherwise, the people get so many things to do. They're very hungry for that. But that's very important. If you meet the good association, you have to take advantage of the good association. Otherwise, you will be unfortunate. So that Like, you know, this very important, I want to stress the association of the devotees. You know, this classic example from the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, when the Dhruva, in ninth chapter, verse 12, when Dhruva met the Lord himself, you know the story, when the Lord appeared before Dhruva, and what he did, he asked, my dear Lord, let me always associate with your devotees and have association life after life, because having association with your devotees, I can understand you in person. I can understand you in truth. Because, you know, you might think, you know, the Lord appeared before Dhruva. Now, my dear Dhruva, I'm right in front of you. You can ask any benediction from me. I'm right here. And Dhruva said, my dear Lord, I want association. And you don't want association with me? Meaning that, Dhruva said, that's okay, my Lord. I see you, but because of offense, I might have offenses towards you. And even though you appeared before me, I couldn't recognize your glory. But when I hear those who love you, who has a real love for you, I can really appreciate you in truth, my dear Lord. And that's one of the meaning of this verse also. If you just meet the Lord, you might not recognize the Lord. The Krishna could appear right before you, and you couldn't recognize him. That's very important to have association with those who love Krishna, who can explain who Lord is and how to love him properly. Just, you know, we know that's very dangerous when you associate not with the woman, with the opposite sex, with the woman, but with those who loves woman, right? If you see the woman and talk to woman, that's okay. But if you have association with those who love women, he can give you the taste of loving that woman, right? So that's why if you associate with the devotees who love the Lord, if you associate with them, you can get that love for the Lord. That's why we have to take this opportunity properly, recognize the devotee and take the good association of him. And in this way, we will not be misguided, as sages explained. And the another quality of the people of Kali Yuga is the Mandabhagya, the unlucky. Unlucky means that we think, you know, we get lucky when we get to win the lottery, and we get some good discount. But unlucky means that we lose that opportunity to get all the benefit from the spiritual people. And the last quality is the upadruta. Upadruta means disturbed. Disturbed because the mind is too agitated. In the Kali Yuga, even though if you meet some good person, spiritual person who give you the spiritual knowledge, but your mind is so agitated that you couldn't, well, you can understand, well, yeah, I like it, I have everything, but I have to do something else. So their mind is agitated. Another meaning Srila Prabhupada gives of this upadruta, Srila Prabhupada explained that people, they are too much disturbed by their diseases or some kind of material, the bodily problems in life. You know, I like to do the spiritual practice, but I have some rheumatism, or I have some heart disease, or I have broken arm or broken leg, something like that. So this also distracts you from spiritual life. This is one of the unfortunate situation in this age of Kali. So, this is our diagnosis. Diagnosis in Kali Yuga. We have this all kind of diseases. But the sages of the Naimisharanya, or sages of the ancient time, they would not be would not just give diseases, but they give us the medicine how to overcome all these troubles in life, and appreciate spiritual practice. So this is medicine is Srimad Bhagavatam and the holy name. Even though we live in Kali Yuga, we can take this important medicine. But by knowing the diagnosis and by knowing the medicine is not enough, my dear devotees. It's not enough. Because if we, for example, imagine that you come to the doctor. Doctor give you diagnosis of your disease. He gives you even the medicine, the powerful medicine. But if you take this medicine and put it on your shelf, it will not give the proper effect of that medicine. That's very important to take this medicine. Srimad Bhagavatam, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is explained that how to take this medicine. This should be three conditions how to accept this medicine. The first condition how to take properly this medicine is regularly. Regularly take this medicine, day after day. Three times a day is even better, but at least one time a day in the morning in order to take this medicine, take effect. The second condition in order to this medicine to take effect is the faith. We should take this with the faith that this medicine will help me, really help me. In Ayurveda, it is explained that the medicine, if you take the medicine, if you tune up to this, to take before the taking, you just meditate on this medicine, you do some prayers to Dhanvantari, to the sages who created this Ayurveda, or to this medicine. If you meditate, if you tune up to this medicine will have a more effect on you if you take with the proper consciousness. So this is very important. Second one. The third one, you take it with a great desire and with humbleness, with the humility. Yeah, you accept it not just we have to take this medicine in a big doses, in a therapeutic doses, not homeopathic doses. You know, therapeutic means a lot, and all a lot big doses, but homeopathic, or how you say homeopathic, it's little bit medicine, and around it it's a sweet covering, and the devotees sometimes think, well, it will be maybe enough just to do one word or one line or one purport a day, that will be enough. No, my dear devotees, it should be at least a couple hours to merge into the Bhagavatam every day, and in that way we can get. Ultimately, we have to breathe with Srimad Bhagavatam in order to get go back to the spiritual world, right? We have to breathe with Srimad Bhagavatam. We have to think through Srimad Bhagavatam. We have to do everything through Srimad Bhagavatam. The holy name should be in our mind 24 hours a day. But at least we have to take this medicine more and more and more. And finally, at the end, if we take it properly, we can do it 24 hours a day, we always think about. And even in this situation, in the material world, we could be in the spiritual world. And we don't need to go to spiritual world, just And we don't have to lament that, oh, Krishna left us. Well, we could be with Krishna anytime, but this is a higher level. So this, in order to take this medicine, we can get, when we're taking this medicine, we will get the highest goal in life. And what is the highest goal in life? This will get happiness. We'll get happiness, and ultimately when we'll get the happiness, we get ultimate goal, the love of God. So this is that from one point of view that we can see that purport. I especially concentrated at the end of the purport. As we know that Srila Prabhupada, when he wrote his purports, he has few commentaries from a few different acharyas. And so he just compiled one purport out of few other acharyas' purports, commentaries. So, and I like this part. Well, even though we can explain about the high level of Uddhava, talking about that, that he is unfortunate without the Lord, but this is a high standard. Yeah. It's a high topics we can explain. But I like the end of the purport about the mudas. Like Srila Prabhupada explained that the mudas, they couldn't recognize the Lord, and the foolish person, they unfortunate. Avajananti mammudha manushim tanam ashitaha. So this is a few words that I wanted to say. Thank you very much, dear devotees. Maybe anybody has a comments or criticizing or something else. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Prabhu. I like how you pointed out Dhruva Maharaj. Even though the Lord was before him, the benediction he wanted was the association of the Lord's devotees, so that by hearing from them, it would awaken in him, enliven him with that same affinity and love, attraction for Krishna. And then you took it further with the example of how Prabhupada, or in this scripture somewhere, it says association with women or those who are attached to women. That even kind of makes one's attachment for women even more deep, goes deeper, you know, just by hearing, yeah, like that. Very interesting. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody has other comments? Jai. Srimad Bhagavatam Granthara Ki Jai. Gaura Premanande Hari.